some liquid, the thing that you would put in the mouth of the bottle to keep it from pouring out.
Stopper.
What would that be made of?
Well, it used to be made principally of cork, but it could be made of rubber, or I've seen in some cases they use wooden whittled stick or corn cob or something.
And a musical instrument that you play with your mouth, move it back and forth like so.
I grew up calling them a harp, not a harmonica.
Have you ever heard it called anything besides harp or harmonica around here?
Mouth organ.
Yeah. Heard people call it French harp. This thing that's played like so.
Jew's harp. I suppose J-E-W-S.
Mm-hmm. You ever heard people pronounce it any other way?
No. And I may have heard another name for it. What is the real name for it?
That's what I call it. Ever heard people say juice harp?
Well, that's what I don't know whether they were saying juice or Jews harp.
When you see it in writing, it's J-E-W-S.
That's what I think, yeah.
And this very common tool that you use to drive nails with, you call that
a hammer.
Ask you a few things about parts of a wagon. This long wooden thing that runs between the horses, you call that a
tongue.
And say if you had a buggy, the things that you have to back the horse between hit you up.
How? Shafts. But there's another name for them. I can't recall right now. Hames, that's not it. Pretty many buggy shafts, I guess, that's about it.
Say on a wagon wheel, at the center of the wheel, you have the hub and the spokes going out from it. What would you say that the spokes fit into, or at least the outer edge of the wagon wheel? Do you call that the wheel?
I call that the rim of the hub, probably. Although the metal rim is a
hook pad. Yeah. Do you think of that, the outside part of a wagon wheel put together in sections, say two spokes forming one section of it? Have you ever heard the term felly or fella associated with a wagon wheel?
Yes, but I don't know really what it is. That may be what it is. But I have heard that name with a wagon.
Right. And on a wagon, this thing, a horizontal piece of wood that the traces come back and attach to, really to keep the wagon from turning over.
Am I a double tree?
Okay, and if you had just for, all right, if you had just for one horse, each horse has its own.
Single tree.
Right.
There's a whiffle tree.
To what?
A whiffle tree somewhere, but I think that's a double tree, what they used to call it.
Another name for a double tree?
Yeah.
Say this expression, if you saw a man, a farmer, taking a load of wood down the road in his wagon shortly thereafter, he came back with his wagon empty, and a little while later he came back with it full again, just kept up all day, you'd say he was doing what?
Hauling wood, I guess.
And this verb, say if a tree had fallen across the road blocking my way, I might take a piece of rope and tie it to it and try to get off the road.
Try to drag it off.
And the past of that, you'd say yesterday.
He drug it off.
And I've...
He dragged it off, really, but half drug.
Yeah.
Most people would say he drug it off.
Right. Getting back to farming for a minute. What about the thing that you use to break up the ground with before planting?
Plow.
Are there different kinds that you know of?
Yeah. There's a turning plow.